I'm delighted to say now I'm joined by current president of Refo Boxing Club, Peter O'Donnell, and Sunday Sport. Peter, a great night for Northwest boxers at the National League Championships in Dublin. We start with Danny Duffy, who fights at your club, Refo. Danny fought Oisin Worsencroft in the bantamweight bout, with the fight going the distance as Duffy won by unanimous decision. Take us through the fight.
Danny was very, very impressive last night. He was red hot. He was very impressive, but his opponent turned up as well. Now he put the fight up to him as well, you know, but Danny edged every round, and it was definitely a unanimous decision. All five ringside judges gave it him, you know, it was unanimous. He done very, very well, and that's Danny's third title in a matter of couple of months, you know. Didn't get anything easy. Jordan, he lost his mother in that horrific road crash in Auchnacloy back in April, you know, and stayed away from the club for a few months, and he decided he would come back again. We never forced him. Gary was talking to him often, Gary McCullough, head coach here, and he says he was coming back, but he never come back for maybe about 6 weeks, and he just popped on one night, and that was how many went for that. Ulster Seniors, and he won the Ulster Seniors, and then on the Ivy Seniors, he won them, and then the Elites last night. So, great, great few months for him, you know.
And what will be next for Danny?
Danny will probably be the Ulster Elites. The Ulster Elites is on in January, the end of January, in Belfast, in the Girdwood Hub in Belfast. So, he'll be going for them, you know.
And Jude Geller from Two Castles ABC, he walked over Galway man Adam Hessen to win by unanimous decision also to take the featherweight crown. How was the fight?
That was another great fight. And again, young Hessen from Monavee in County Galway, he turned up as well. Like, he pitted up the Geller, you know. But there was no doubt in the winner. He done very well. Jude done very well, you know. And as you know, that's an Olympic weight, 57 kilos. So Jude will be looking forward to the next qualifiers for them after Christmas. They book a place in Paris, you know. So hopefully that turns out all right for him as well, you know. He's a grand fella, Jude, and he was a Commonwealth Games gold medalist as well in Birmingham. So it's all good for Jude too, you know. If the Northwest has some very, very good boxers at the minute, you know. It was unfortunate that Matthew McCall and I never made it through. He was lost out in the semi-final on Friday night, you know, but that's boxing, you know.
And what does this say for Northwest boxing with two boxers winning such prestigious titles?
At least boxing in the Northwest, in a very, very good place, like, you know, Ulster boxing. Very good place. They're very strong at the minute, you know. Ourselves alone there in Donegal, like, we have 14 affiliated clubs here in Donegal, and every club's doing their part, you know. Everybody, all the boxers that's there will never be all world beaters or champion boxers, but it helps, and it's a great reward for the like of the coaches, Gary McCullough, Jared Keeney, and David Tenningson. Like, you know, it's coaching these boys, giving all their time voluntary 3 nights a week and running them the tournaments and championships at the weekend with them. Like, there's a lot of work on it, you know, and these are men that's rearing young families and all, you know. So it's all good, you know, for boxing.